Stationery Aid was founded in 2020. We have two sons ourselves. The boys would, at the end of the school year, would come home with leftover stationery exercise books. So we had a stockpile at the end of their primary school, and Jan, being German, sorted everything into categories. And then we tried to find an organisation that would take used but in good working condition. So they just had names on them. And no one would take them. Everyone wanted new. So they sat in my car boot for 12 months. I couldn't bear to throw anything out. So, and then Jan does Lion. So he was having discussions and about setting up, you know, the issue that we had, and then setting up an, you know, I guess an organisation that would take used items. And I said to Jan, why don't we do it? If we're in this situation, then everybody, there'll be a lot of other parents that have excess resources as well that we could probably utilise equally. So the need was there. In the first year, we conducted a pilot program to determine the need. And then we also, we thought initially we'd have to send items or we would be sending them overseas because the need would be great. But, and I think the most, the biggest learning for us in the 2.5 years that we've been running Stationery Aid is that the need is massive in our own backyard. So we're focusing purely on Australia at the moment. We do give resources that we can't use to organisations overseas, that's overseas. But the need to collect used resources is high, as is the need to support Queensland's most disadvantaged students.
I guess when it comes to particularly those lower primary school aged kids, I know with my own kids, they come home with maybe 2 or 3 pages used out of a book, but they then go up to the next year level and that sort of layout doesn't work anymore. So it's not like you can just reuse them. So there is quite a lot of wastage.
Absolutely. And that's, you're totally right. The exercise books change. So we see that here. Each and even each school is different the smell. So it's amazing that, you know, we don't have one system and one program across the whole state. But every school is different. Every year level is different. And you're absolutely right. It can't, not all items can be carried over. So we receive it and we renew it.
And so you are able to use those books if people have, you know, used a few pages, that's still usable?
Yes, we absolutely. If the books are in good working condition, 1 or 2 pages, 3, I mean, even up to 5 pages if they're used, we will remove the pages, we remove names. If it's just a name and nothing's been used, we'll cover it with a label. If the front cover looks like it needs a bit of work, we'll put a book cover on it or contact it so it looks brand new. So we literally renew to the highest possible standard. So the students that are receiving our text, our book lists also really don't see that they're receiving renewed items.
Mm. What sort of things would you typically get in?
Everything. Look, anything that is returned from a school, like the kids use at school, glue sticks, felt pens, crayons, coloured pencils, lead pencils, oil pastels, paints, pens, scissors, erasers, rulers, and then all the exercise books, the various types of exercise books that go with that.
It seems like such a logical solution. There's people who have things they no longer need and kids that are going without. So it was just marrying up the two.
Yep, absolutely. And it's phenomenal that you know, in 3 years or 2.5 years that we've existed, we're just tripling our input, but also our output to our student beneficiaries every year. So the demand is massive.
I loved seeing on your socials the fact that kids from various schools, they're getting behind it and taking initiatives like getting notices in school newsletters and daycare centres and those sorts of things. Is it encouraging for you that kids are getting right behind this?
Absolutely. And that's one of our objectives is to ensure that we empower students to create change and by allowing them to become involved and taking control of initiatives within their school, then that they then understand and learn, you know, the environmental issues that we face in waste, particularly in reuse and waste management, but also to give socially and to ensure social responsibility for those that also need support. So we love having the kids involved because it's they're our future and they matter most. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Do you find that the students that are involved in this have then an understanding of those who may not be as fortunate of them as them, those who go to school without what they need?
I think it's hard to say. I don't really know. I think, look, we work with the school chaplains directly, so we have very few direct. We do have some, but we have very few direct beneficiaries that come to us. So the chaplains are the ones that know how the students that receive our packs respond. Look, we receive feedback, and some of them are so thankful. Look, we had one student last year. The chaplain mentioned that the one girl kept smelling an exercise book, and she said, I didn't know a new book ever smelled like this, and she just kept smelling it. So, and then we had another one couldn't believe that she had received a pencil case that was given to her, and couldn't believe that she could put her name on it and keep it. So the packs don't go home a lot of the time. Some of them stay at school so that their resources remain at school. But I think the students that do receive our packs, from what we receive from the chaplains, is, you know, hopefully they understand it. Well, I do believe that most of them understand it's helping them.
Mm. And just on the pencil case side of things, I saw a lovely sewing group has taken to using scraps of fabric up and making homemade, handmade pencil cases as well for the packs.
Yes, we've had the Breckenridge sewists sew pencil cases for us. We've had a group do sewing library bags for us, 150 library bags, which is phenomenal. We've had a men's shed do some pencil cases, some pencil holders for us. So the men's shed have made pencil holders, which we then we've used the pencils as that we can't. So we've reused the pencils that we can't use in our packs. So they're now pencil holders. So we've got men's shed, the Bracken sewist, and the library bags groups that have really, you know, contributed. So the Lions, donate the shed to us. So we've got a huge community groups that help us create change, and we're a community initiative across the state, and it's wonderful that everyone can be involved at some level.
And so if people are thinking, oh, look, I've just finished my back-to-school stuff and I've got some stuff I could donate, is there still time, and how do they find out where they can drop it?
Absolutely. We collect all year round. So if you go to our website, stationaryaid.org, and we have a page there which lists all our collection points and items that we collect.